and bad girls go to hell.
Broadcasting live from the Temple of I, it's the Jerry Jonestown Massacre.
What'd you just do?
Tonight, did Korn invent dubstep?
Oh.
Songs that are 25 years old and make us feel old. And we're going to talk about Warped Tour and Mayhem Tour.
Ooh.
And our feelings on concerts.
Show number one, right?
The real number one. We've been doing some practice shows and we're going live. Who's that guy?
I don't know.
Wow.
I love him.
He was a pretty cool guy at one time.
I used to like him
coolest
a lot.
Coolest one in the local music scene for a while.
We're talking about the guy singing right now, actually.
Yes.
Yeah!
And he used to have a nice voice, too.
What was that little dance you were doing there, buddy?
What?
Your pre-show dance?
Oh, I was just getting into it because the music is moving me. And I was like, look at me awkwardly laughing and snapping my fingers off beat. It was great.
It was good. You know, what would happen if we all did a freaking, like, one rail a blow before the show?
You're not 5 seconds into the show and you're like, blow.
How out of control would that be? Okay.
And we're going to be out of control with drops, apparently. It's going to be blowing drops. That's what we're doing today.
We're going to do a lot of cocaine today on the show and drops.
All right. We did a few practice shows warming up to this because we wanted to see if we could actually do it.
And we haven't got any better.
We haven't. We've been jackasses all the way through it. But you do know that like two of the practice shows immediately went into cocaine talk.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
I was laughing.
The
quite
Ron
a bit.
Washington one yes. was hilarious, though.
You're and like home run dance the whole time as he's here doing coke.
Like,
awesome.
One day, one day we're gonna have old Ron in here, and we're gonna like, hey, buddy, we got you.
Yeah,
a
yeah. One day we'll never have him.
Like I like how all the local media is like, no, Ron, we cannot bring him around here because Ron's got a coke problem or something. We'd be like,
it was
hey,
'70s when you did a
hey,
coke
man.
Anyway. And
guess what? We got a present for you, buddy.
Real quick, no one knows
I
who that
is. I still
want
him on Adderall.
Yeah.
No
I'm
one knows
I'm
who
on
Ron
like
Washington
75
is.
Tabs of Adderall tonight.
I asked 5 people who that was, and like, I have no clue. I'm like,
Ron Washington?
He's the manager of the Texas Rangers.
Who did
they
you
don't
ask?
Know baseball.
I asked 5 different people.
And
just
they,
random people.
What?
One was my little
they
brother.
Don't know.
No one knows who
well,
he is.
Well, Luke doesn't. He's not a gosh. Sports guy, though.
Doesn't matter. I'm just saying. No one knows who
Has
he is.
Has Luke listened to the show yet?
No.
Did okay. your
I
little...
hadn't showed this show to anybody. Because I'm embarrassed by it.
None of the practice shows. That's why.
One, I cuss way too much.
I don't think that
one
band
day
wants to
they
have
will.
To do with, what's that?
One day those will come to light.
Oh yeah,
we
yeah.
Will show them to everybody.
I say a year, our year anniversary.
No, it'll be about a week.
We won't be able to.
It'll be
it
when we're done with it. Hey, Dustin, just do the
hey,
negative shows.
We have 7
man.
Shows. Here's the other 2.
The negative shows are great.
We'll probably do those next week. I'm just not feeling it this week, man.
It's too hot out here. I'm sweating my
this
thing
place is
off.
Hot. We do need a bigger refrigerator out here.
It is.
And a bigger AC.
But, like I said.
That refrigerator's frozen.
Oh, did y'all the find my left drink out here or anything?
It's frozen in the top of the refrigerator.
So I did put it in there?
I probably did that.
It's a giant
that.
Block of ice. We
no,
just
I,
need to take
yeah,
it outside.
I,
oh, that's
I
fine.
That.
No,
sorry.
I just, I didn't know where it went.
So we're broadcasting from the Temple of I.
I.
The old... I was once eaten practice room that Audioscopic built.
Okay.
There was a lot
before
of
before you get into anything.
There was a ton of Audioscopic practice out here. But then I was once eaten completely transformed it and
did it?
Well, how many bands have awards on the wall here?
Hey, you know what's funny?
Yeah, only one.
I want to tell you something real quick while we're on the topic of the shed. Uh-huh. I watched a movie last night. And it was called Brotherhood.
Wow.
Have y'all seen that? Brotherhood?
Mm-mm.
It has Dallas Ties or something. Because
does it have Tyrese in it?
I don't know. Who's that?
Is that Four Brothers? He's a rapper?
There was one
something?
Black dude in it.
Tyrese. Is he sexy?
No, this guy
is
was some little dude.
And
he got
that.
The shit beat at him. But anyway,
no.
The they had Rar's. There was a robbery scene, and they had Rar's shit all over the place. In the
when was it made?
The, 2011. There was Rar stuff all over the scene. Like, oh, shit, there's Rar's. Oh, Ugly Pug, you know? And then they had, it was a fraternity. It was about a fraternity that gets into all this crazy shit. They're at the frat house, and guess what's on the wall?
What?
That cock poster right there with the heart. And I was like, holy moly.
Really?
not cock, yeah. Cock.
Oh, did that say cock?
Holt? I don't know.
Yeah, Aiden Holt. Sure Aiden's band.
Like a cock yep.
So I don't know if someone got, if it was, because I haven't looked it up brothers? On IDMB to see.
No one has that poster except for Dustin. And people who are in that.
I think Johnson does. Johnson does, because he was really good friends with the bass player. But, yeah, it was weird. I was like,
in fact, then that bass player's head used to be sitting around here, I think.
And then, oh, Keith?
Yeah, his that head guy was a
cool
here for a
guy. He was the coolest guy in that band, Calk. So then I started watching, then I had to watch the movie. And the movie's terrible. So I got to see every Dallas thing there is. Oh, my gosh. And so I fought through it. But that was the coolest thing I saw was that Calk poster. And I was like, damn, we got that in the jam room.
Did you... Me and you saw Seven Psychopaths together, right?
Yeah.
This is going on the beer aspect. There's a big deal about Shiner being all in there
mm-hmm.
because that was highly requested to be in the movie. That was like one of the things that it had to be in there.
I don't remember it. I don't remember it in there once.
Yeah. That's all he's drinking the whole time. Ding dong.
Ding dong.
Shamalaka ding dong.
Shamalaka ding dong.
What's his tits?
What'd you think of that movie?
I liked it. I thought
it's
it was
funny.
Good.
It's dark.
It is.
It's not.
It was totally not what I thought it was going
to
be.
I built it up too much in my head.
I did too.
I couldn't wait to go see it, and I went to the theaters. I don't go to the theaters that often. I couldn't wait to get to the theaters and watch that thing. But it was decent for what it was.
What did you think it was going to be?
Me? I just thought
I wanted more comedy in it.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
I honestly thought it was going to be kind of like Snatch or something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like that crazy, yeah. Like a
really trick humor, or, like. Situational
lockstock,
humor,
like American Lockstock.
Like real stock, situational humor. Burles, yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be, but it wasn't.
Yeah, no, I watched it the other day. I
Colin
enjoyed
Farrell.
The shit out of it.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Can't think of his name.
Lockstock?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, you got to watch it.
What? That's what everybody
show.
Says. I don't think I've seen that. That's a good day, mate.
Have you seen Snatch?
Guy Ritchie's
it's a good day, mate.
Best film.
Show, right?
Have you seen Snatch?
Yes. I love Snatch.
It's all the same characters.
Guy Ritchie did it before, and yeah, Lockstock is.
It's all the same characters.
They're
just like, you know, different roles.
Does it tie into Snatch at all, or is it just.
No.
No.
You know, there's going to be an American version, and the main guy was going to be Tom Cruise.
Oh, gosh.
How would that have gone over?
Can I go ahead and walk out on Tom Cruise talk?
If you want to.
I put my car on cruise control the other day, and it started making shitty films.
So I got
what?
Nice. Is that original material, mate?
Yeah, it is, mate. Yes, it is, mate.
I had something I want to throw at you guys.
I put my car on Tom Cruise control, and it started like talking about Scientology.
That was just as funny.
Oh, that sucked.
Where's the drops?
Wait, yeah, where are the
okay,
drops?
Okay, before we get into thing,
so
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Before we get into thing here, Dustin, I owe you an apology. I took a poo in your bathroom, and I didn't take my phone in there. I don't know what you're doing.
When did this happen?
I think I have some audio
ago,
from it.
50 minutes ago?
Oh, it was today?
Yeah, today.
This is audio from it, right?
No, I didn't have to squeeze at all. It just flowed out of me.
Let's
okay,
just stop
so
and let him do it.
I
You can tell the story in a second. You want to go ahead?
Did it sound
yeah,
like
just
this?
Go ahead. Go.
Go ahead.
When it shot
a
out.
A murloc?
It just
yeah.
Floor.
I don't think so.
It didn't.
What was that?
It's a murloc from the World of Warcraft.
it was on the soundboard.
I was in
I
there
it.
Pooping, and I didn't take my phone in there with me, so I was like, what do I do with my hands? I have no idea what to do with my hands. So next thing I know, I'm blacked out. I'm trying to wipe my butt with two hands, which is completely crazy.
It should be on Butt Tulip Talk.
And
this is your backing.
Next thing I know, I wake up. I got two hands full of crap. I wake up and there's poo everywhere. So I'm like, well, it's flushed the toilet. And
I never want to take a poo again with this music. Makes me
I know,
scared.
I'm like, I forgot my story when I heard this.
Go ahead.
So you might need to get Jennifer in there to like slap her around a bit to go, you know, start cleaning.
Sir, we don't condone domestic violence.
No domestic violence.
It's not even funny to joke about, but seriously,
my name's not.
Clean that bathroom up.
My name's not Chris Brown.
It's like wiping your butt with two hands. You just can't do it.
All right, so I had something I want to throw at y'all.
I'm going to try it now.
I'll stop the dramatic
music.
You
can't do it.
Yes, please. That's scaring me. Jeez. I'm all thinking my parole here. Officer is going to walk
want,
in here
you want
with
something
a gun.
A little more? Oh, that's
no.
Heavy. How about this?
Yeehaw!
Oh, my God. I hit the wrong button.
Cool.
All right. Here we go. We're just chilling.
All right. I saw this chick today.
Okay.
Okay, so, no, seriously.
There are two giant concerts here this weekend.
Oh, you're right about that. Okay.
They're not giant. They're not huge.
Is that Chili Pepper?
but they're pretty decent. And
Ace Bandage?
One of them is one that we used to look forward to every summer, besides Lollapalooza when it was really a summer tour. But
Ozfest.
Nope. Close. Warped Tour.
Oh, ooh, yeah.
Warped Tour.
Warped Tour is this weekend. And I really have no desire to go. Do y'all?
I haven't heard the lineup. Why don't you spit it out?
You haven't heard the lineup.
Tell me the lineup. I probably still don't want to go.
So let's go through this here. 303. They dropped 808s like this back up song. What about, I'm going to skip the ones that are like, who?
Why? We can make fun of their names.
Action Item.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Allison.
Well, that spelled horribly.
Okay. Yeah. What? That's a bad idea. What? We don't have to hear all of them.
Just go
you don't want to hear all of them, but what about Bring Me the Horizon?
Yes, okay, absolutely. Okay, okay. You know, we might have a connect with them, with Shelby and Chris.
I doubt it.
you're like, shut up.
I'm just shooting you down right now.
Don't.
Oh, you want that?
No, don't.
Sorry, Chris. Sorry, Shelby.
How about August Burns Red?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I would probably make the trip just for that if I knew the set time.
Where is the trick?
That's the thing that makes me crazy about Warped Tour. Is you don't know when they play until that morning.
Which is cool, but
the lineups are different every day. And do you want to go see a 20-minute set by someone who will come through here
and play three big songs and be done?
No.
They'll come through here in a month or two.
And play the full.
And they'll play full thing. Yeah, Black Veil
Enchilada.
Bride.
No, that's the thing. Bless like, the they'll play on a Saturday. A
Bowling for
tour,
Soup.
And Friday night,
I
play a full
so
set.
Much
with,
up.
They're off like a trees.
I think we played with them in Denton.
Shoot.
They are a good band, though. I'm not trying to be disrespectful to Bowling for Soup. They're a really
I actually
good band.
Think there's a band on here called Diarrhea Planet.
I want to see them.
I'm down right now.
Yeah, let's go.
Let's leave right now.
Shit,
that's done.
Push pause on this. Let's go.
Let's become
go. It's not till this
shitheads
weekend.
And go follow them all
let's
over the world.
Shitheads.
Forever the sickest kids.
Like Diarrhea Planet. Yeah, shitheads. Never we are shitheads.
Goldfinger?
Still yes. Around. Oh, yes. I'd love to see them.
You would?
Yeah.
Is
I'm here in
the
bedroom.
Is that the band from like 95?
They
94?
Did 90.
Yeah.
Goldfinger?
Yeah.
Yeah, they did the I'm here in your bedroom or some shit like that.
Was it a band that was like this, just like them called Zebra Head or something? Remember that?
Zebra Head. How about
Lions
Zebra
of Zion.
Head.
No.
Zebra Head.
What are you talking about?
Zebra Head is the head shop up in Denton.
No, Zebra Head was a band back when Goldfinger and like
what about Mest?
The first
Who?
Family Values. Mest? They were on the first
Mest?
Part of it.
No. Motion City Soundtrack.
Am I supposed to know who Mest is?
I don't. I'm just. I'm throwing stuff
out
here.
I'm staring at you going, I don't know. I don't listen to music anymore.
Real Big Fish.
Meh.
Yeah, I mean, there's so much stuff on here.
Real Big Fish is good.
I would rather see
they jam for
20
minutes to have that 10 minute.
You're thinking of Fish.
I'd rather see them when they come through again.
Yeah, the jam band is Fish.
Oh, sorry. Never mind.
And Ween. Unless you really do know about Real Big Fish and I'm just being a dick.
The I was used? About the jam band. Jamming for...
Meh.
I love them. They're good.
Woe is me.
I'm kidding.
Okay, so yeah.
That's got to be a metal band, right? Woe is me. Come on. Hold
Every
up.
Every time I hear you...
Wait a second. Don't do that now.
It's not that hardcore.
Wait a second. Wait a second. Turn the house lights on. Let me see the people.
Are y'all sweating like complete pigs in here, or is it just me?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I am, like, dripping sweat.
You know, it's not as hot as when we jammed in here, though.
No,
we
it's
jam
not.
In here, good Lord.
Why don't you move over there close
man,
to it?
Oh, man, I was jamming.
You can move over there close to it.
I was jamming so hard.
So here's the thing about Warped Tour.
I was flinging things.
Was that it? That's the best?
That's pretty much the best of it. But the whole, you have to get there early to see when the lineup is, or you have to have someone, know someone that's going out there to get there early, and then they text it to you. And
yeah.
Like, here's what's going on.
And then every piece of
And then
of
you
crap.
Have a 20-minute, 30-minute set. Per band, and usually the band you want to see, one is first up at like 11 a.m., and then the next band you want to see is at 4.
Yeah.
And then you have another one you want to see at 10.
Probably. Is it outside somewhere?
It's always in the parking
see,
lot
you
of
gotta,
Starplex.
You
it's never in Starplex,
and you also,
it's in the parking lot.
You also have to deal with all the sweaty testosterone and PMS that's all over the place.
Little kids running everywhere.
Yeah, I'm out. I would like to see Goldfinger, though.
I couldn't care any less to go.
But you know
what
I've heard?
If you look at a girl wrong,
well, here's the deal, though. You know what I've heard?
If you threaten a guy, you're arrested because they're all under.
Do any of the bands do one-offs, though? Like, to yes. where they do. So, yes. see, that's what you got to look for when it comes
that's
to town
what I'm saying.
The one-offs.
If it was on like a Saturday, they have a Friday night show. They play for 45 minutes. And then you go to that show at Trees or wherever.
Yeah.
That's what I was saying earlier.
Speaking of that, did you see that that Observer article about the show? Did you know about that show?
What show? Oh, Dillinger. Did they come to town like 2 days ago?
You're full of shit.
Friday?
What?
The one that was just here?
No. Did you read that article, though?
About the other one?
About the one before the time
before
they did a
one-up. He posted it
on
our
stuff.
That's the one me, you, and Brittany were supposed to go to.
The one, it was at the door or some shit?
It was at the Profit Bar. Me, you, and Brittany were supposed to go to it.
I've missed so many good shows
lately. It was a World Series game. We're like, no, we're going to stay here and watch the World Series. Because
the Rangers were in it?
The Rangers were in it. And they said there was 50 people in the Profit Bar, and that's their most insane show ever.
Ugh. Man, did you see that they posted that, too? Dillinger posted that.
All right, so going...
That makes me like Dillinger more, because there were 50 people there, and they still put on an awesome show.
That's what Mastodon
does.
That's
what's so great about them.
Every once in a while, too, you got to watch them. They'll do a one-off.
Watch your mouth there, sir.
Are we going to have to call Troy?
We might have to. This Sunday...
Call Troy.
Call Mastodon
him. Get
is here.
On Skype right now.
Did you know that?
No.
Mastodon is in town on Sunday.
Oh, man. Really?
With Five Finger Death Punch.
Munch? Yeah, that's about right.
Five Finger Death Punch.
Now,
no, I usually call him Five Finger
Death
Munch.
Should
pull
her pants.
I call him...
And should be there in a second.
Five Finger Death Punch
is there.
I call him Five Finger Fruit Punch.
And Rob Zombie. It's the Mayhem Festival.
Oh, that, yeah.
Okay. Mastodon, wow. Five Finger Death Punch.
Where's it at? Is it a good venue, at least?
Jexa, isn't it?
No, not Jexa.
Is it Jexa?
Whatever that. The Starplex, what we
so
call
it. So it's not a House of Blues?
Machine Head. Job for Cowboy.
Whoa.
Huntress.
Did you know Machine Head had a show out at the Rail?
Children of Bodom.
Or was that Fear Factory?
Whoa. Why are they there? They're a little bit heavy for that.
Is there any band besides Motionless? Well, I like Motionless
and
Mike.
What the hell?
I like Motionless.
They're heavy.
Huntress. But, yeah.
Oh, my God.
So I was like, I found out about this today, and I was like, what'd you do?
So there's not going to... What happened here?
No, we're good. We're good.
So there's not going to be a Dustin frantic call on Sunday afternoon. We gotta go, gotta go.
No, because I got to look, and when I found out about this, I was like, oh crap, that's this weekend. That's this Sunday. Oh my God, that's the day of the Sabbath. I need to take that day off for the Lord. But Mastodon's here. What do I do? Mastodon, the Lord. Mastodon, the Lord.
Okay, that's Jewish belief, and also you're not working, so you can sit there and enjoy.
So you had
it.
This.
You're not working.
I was freaking out.
You had this split, and
I was
in
like, "Oh my God,
your two worlds."
Which one?
Good Lord,
is that Jewish?
I'm gonna go back in the mic to say about Jewish holidays.
So anyway,
hey, do it again. Do it again.
What?
The Lord of the Mastodon, because I want to send that to him. What do I do?
Why are you sending it to him? I just,
huh?
You're gonna have the audio. What are you? Are you putting it on your phone?
No, I'm gonna. They follow us on Twitter.
I know they do.
Our old band.
They know us.
By the way, it's Mastodon.
Oh yeah, I'm not trying to sound like I'm bragging or anything.
So anyway, I got to looking, and I was like, shoot, do we go over there, see them, hang out, whatever? Then I went to setlist.fm.
Uh-oh.
Which is the crystal ball of all things that are going on, especially on a festival show when they play the same set list every night. And it's nothing but the new album, and I'm tired of them touring that album. I want to see older stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
So, out. There's nothing on this set list from Crack the Sky.
What?
Period.
What?
Nothing.
Prego's doesn't know about this, does she?
You want me to text her?
No, don't text her that.
What are they playing then exactly? Like
she's so bent out of shape about the Tomahawk
album?
Show that I bailed on.
Did I
Halloween?
Miss you say it?
You're getting old because you're bailing on all these shows.
I have been a terrible music fan.
Lately. There's nothing off Crack
not
the
even,
Sky. That's my favorite album.
You have
I
nothing
to
talk about out here because you keep bailing on these shows.
Well, the main reason is because I haven't had
I'm
any
surprised.
Money.
You bailed tonight on Backstreet Boys.
What?
Backstreet Boys tonight.
Yeah. What now? What
I
now?
Was afraid to text y'all to say, hey, y'all want to do a show? Because I figured both
y'all
would be at Backstreet Boys
right now.
Over in...
Are you still ripping over there?
No, it wasn't me.
It was
Jesus.
Me. Over there at...
What do they sing? I don't even know what Backstreet Boys sing. Do they do the...
Back
that makes you
tonight.
Larger than life. Is that them?
I don't know. It's them or NSYNC. It's one of them. I don't
or
know.
New Kids on the Block. Bam!
So anyway, do you want to hear the Mastodon set list? You were asking about it.
Hold on 1 second. I know about Backstreet for a second because I watched that movie, This Is the End, and they were there. Did you watch that movie? It was a great movie, by the way. No one watched it here? No? Okay, fuck it.
This Is the End.
Yeah. This it is had the end. Everyone in it.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone in it. Just they just showed up just to die. It was great.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, the one with KP. Right?
It was Seth Rogen. Yeah, Kenny Powers was in there, yeah.
I heard that was fucking hilarious.
It was funny. But I'm going to spoil it for you, because if you haven't watched it yet, I don't care. Take my headphones off.
Well,
yeah.
I want to finish this up, because I have one more thing to say about this, because you went off on this tangent.
What?
Do you want to know the Mastodon set list?
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
Play the new album front to back. Done.
All right, really? So they nailed it.
Well, Crystal Skull's in there.
They got to be tired.
But, yeah.
Those guys. And they all have projects, except I don't know if Troy does, but Brent.
He does. How many side projects?
Brent has projects.
Troy builds lawnmowers.
That's his side project?
His side project.
Jeez, what a shitty side project, dude.
Oh, you guys, y'all have bands you can vent on. I just build lawnmowers.
Like to race or just to mow yards?
No, Troy.
Mine in the garage says Troy built. So.
Oh, God.
He was making a joke. It's called.
I'm the dumbest person.
It's Troy built, man.
I got it now. Okay.
On mine, I put a Mastodon sticker right below that.
What the hell?
Why'd you put stickers on your lawnmower?
If I walked up, you're mowing your yard.
That's his. What did you have? 8 drinks.
Oh no! I started. I got up for work. I got up for work at 9.
Seth's been drinking, folks. Imagine that.
I got up for work at 9.
Nice.
And started having my first beer, and I was texting him going, all right, so what's going on here tonight? What are we doing? And I was like, oh, this would be fun, because I had my first beer just now. I just finished it off, and it was 9:15. And I've been drinking ever since. And now what time is it? 8?
9:19.
I like how all our shows are just impromptu. Like, bam, straight. Guess what? We're rolling pink
I've been drinking for 12 hours, so everyone leave me alone.
It's just all our shows.
I'm not cussing as much. I'm happy about that.
All our shows are, bam, guess what? We're rolling pink. Let's do it.
Roll some
like
pink.
What? I was just about, what?
Roll some pink.
I just got home.
So I want to ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
We got into this a little bit on one of the pre-shows about your favorite band, Metallica.
I love That's your favorite band Metallica. Of all time? Of all time, Metallica.
His favorite two Metallica albums are Load and Reload.
Yes.
I listen love to those all Memory the time, Remains.
That's Saint my Anger? Favorite. Oh, my gosh.
Smack My Bitch Up is my favorite song of all time.
That's
4x4.
Prodigy.
No.
It's Smack just, my bitch up.
Okay,
is
yeah,
Prodigy.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sorry.
It ain't
you're
my bitch.
But
it bitch. Ain't my bitch.
Yeah.
So we're talking about
4x4. 4x4 is your favorite song.
My deal is this.
It's off a load.
I feel bad because I am the worst Metallica fan ever now. But you just made it apparent that I'm a worst music fan ever right now.
You are right now.
Worse.
You
I'm
are
worse. I don't listen to any music
but
anymore.
But it's sad because my girls ask about Metallica and stuff. I'm like, oh yeah.
You have to
and
give
you,
it.
And you and I want to. I want to give it respect. The same. I want to give it the same. Oh yeah, they're great and everything. And I do.
Give
I say,
them
yeah,
the Black
really
Album.
Good,
just go have fun with that. And Justice. Give them Justice and Black Album. And go here. Have fun.
That's all they ask about is the Black Album.
Really?
Yeah, and I tried to.
Well, you know,
the other day,
that's
the other day
went
I went to a
mainstream.
My grandfather turned 90 years old, and we had a party.
Congrats!
Yeah, it was pretty awesome.
Pretty awesome.
We went to Coker's Barbecue. Anyway,
Coker's? What'd you do there?
Strokers? Wow!
It's just in the family. So
that was
anyway,
rehearsed or something.
But I made them listen to Garage Days, and they dug it. They
your,
dug
you
Garage
made your
Days.
Grandfather that turned 90.
Garage Days
no, my
Incorporated.
Oh. My girls.
That one?
Well, of course.
The one with all the covers?
It. They're all covers.
My Red Fan and all that. Crash Test for the Dummies or whatever. No,
you know what
band.
I got into that everyone else like called me an asshole for was S&M.
Oh,
I got into
God.
That. I was like, this is fucking awesome.
Man, when it I was at...
kind of a
remember
cool
when it came
idea,
out,
but...
It was awesome.
I got beat over
I
the head
it.
At Clear Channel for that. Just beat to a pulp.
Oh, so, yeah. After it was out for a year, I was like, I'm done
do
with this
Do you realize...
Fuck it. Oh, don't do that.
Do you
don't
realize
do
Death Magnetic is 5 years old?
Oh, my gosh. Don't say that.
It's 5 years old.
And this is the other reason I don't like music anymore. It's depressing me.
They're fixing to go into the studio again. And there was an article this week where they're talking, yeah, it's time for school in the studio, although we're not in a hurry because we don't care. We're on our own schedule, blah, 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 blah. They have 600 song ideas that
Jesse
they're
the
rooting
band?
Through. 600 song ideas.
Okay, yeah. I could say the same thing about me, and I've been in a band for years.
Yeah, you think they're doing
I
a
have 50.
Thing and just putting some stuff out there? Just, you know what I mean?
Being like,
they have at, they have a 20-second guitar riff going, that's in the song idea. And then this one's like a line of a song going,
yeah,
I like it when it goes hard. Nah. And you go, this song idea. They call that 600.
600 song ideas.
They went to shit when Jason Newsted left anyway.
Hey, I bet anything.
Can
I bet
you imagine
anything,
having that much material?
I bet you anything Jason Newsted will have something material. To do with it, too.
It's not 600 songs you have to go through. It's like,
haven't they kissed and made up?
100, maybe.
They probably have 50 riffs.
Okay.
I bet you if you took, all of them have different parts they want to use, that would be 600. Maybe. You have a rhythm part, you have a lead part. You have
it was actually 559. They go, fuck it.
Check this
600.
Out. I got this part. You're going to love it. It goes, jun, 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 jigga, jigga, jun, 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 jigga, jigga, jun.
So it's not, so it's not, done. So it's not like Between a Buried and Me when they play every note known to man.
If I say I have a song idea, I have all music in one. The parts to it. And then song. That's a song idea.
Do you like Between the Buried and Me?
Those guys are awesome.
Mm.
They're coming to House of Blues and they're playing
I
their new album
to them.
Front to back. And then they're playing other stuff. But...
God, I don't mind it.
They're going to play that new album front to back.
Have you seen them live?
It.
No.
Oh,
you got to check them out live.
It's so weird.
I would change my opinion on them going, yeah, to nice.
Probably.
It's okay. Actually kind of boring because they're playing such intricate stuff.
They don't move?
No, they, not much. Not moving.
Not much. But then all of a sudden, when they reach one of their easy basic parts, which would be the most complicated thing I've ever written music-wise,
okay,
they start jumping around and leaping around and stuff. But then they go into this complex stuff, and you're like...
Well, that's what I love about Dillinger so much. Is like you're math lesson. Going, this is the most insane thing I've ever heard in my life. And then they don't stop moving, and they're jumping off of their amps that are 10 feet in the air.
No, they don't. They're not much into that.
That's fine. I don't care. But it's like just going, oh, my God, what the hell is going on?
Did you read the article I told you not to read when I linked it to you?
No, I said, okay, I won't read it.
The DEP one? The DEP one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the one that had the lead about the Observer.
DEP, by the way, people are listening.
Dillinger Escape Plan.
Okay.
The first sentence of this article. The Dillinger Escape Plan are the best live band around right now.
No shit. Thank you.
Boom.
Wait a second, wait a second, wait a second.
Hold on.
Hold on,
seen
turn
Lit?
The house lights on.
Have you seen Everclear?
I got a five-finger death punch question to ask all the fingerheads out there real quick. Do you like us? Or do you like Dillinger Skate Poo?
Have you seen Hell Yeah? Yeah. Because they, you know what they do? Well, you know what they do? Hell Yeah. Well, that's it. That's all they do. It's just right there. I like you just stops you. You're like looking on the ground going, no, no. No, no, no.
Guess we'll never have Vinnie Paul. Oh, okay.
Whoa.
The funniest line in this article. Listen to this, Seth. It said, the opening 1-2-3 punch of the new single Prancer.
There's two more fingers in there. You're going to get the five finger in
you would
there.
Have.
Five finger death punch right there.
The opening 1-2-3 punch of the new single Prancer. Last album's Tale of Annihilation, Farewell Mona Lisa, and all-time favorite Milk Lizard is the opening to end all openings. By the time the smoke from the opening... What?
Excuse me?
Opening. Caught a word.
Whoa.
The
anus?
Look on people's Adjective. Faces is one of utter terror and confusion, as if they just witnessed the beginning of an unexpected war.
That's the way we were. Remember at Granada?
Oh, dude!
When we were like,
we all shit our pants.
What's going on?
We're sitting there like,
and what's bad is,
should I punch someone? I don't know what to do.
We
do
knew
I
it was coming.
Off?
Yeah,
we knew it was coming.
And we still got sucker punched.
But wasn't Eric with us?
No, it was just us three.
No, someone else.
I thought Eric
Jesse.
Came with us.
Jesse,
no,
it was
just
was
us
there.
Three.
No, there was four of us. Us three rode together, but I think Eric was there.
No, we called Eric to get the parking at Observer.
No, that was my buddy.
That's his buddy.
Where the
it wasn't Eric, man. I don't think
it
so.
Oh,
no, Joe was there. Joe was there.
Oh, yeah, because Joe
and Brittany were there.
That was the show at...
I'm talking about In Flames. Shit. No, In Flames. That's when Joe...
I don't know. Maybe he killed
the
crowd. All I remember was,
it was hilarious.
I just
remember turning around and looking at you guys, and all of us, I had the same face, and all y'all
dude,
did too,
I,
where we were just stunned looking at them going,
and we just got
what
through
just
with,
happened?
I Rested a Bear once, and we're going, yeah.
Nah, I
okay.
like him.
No, it was good. It was good.
It was good.
Going, oh, yeah. That's okay. They're insane, but no.
And I knew we were going to get destroyed by Dillinger, but I wasn't expecting
that. What was the other badass progressive three-piece?
Animal as Leaders.
Yes.
Who opened the other night.
I know.
The night I'm talking about with In Flames had, what's that called?
I'm just going to sit here and drink my whiskey.
We Were Kings or something? Shit.
We Were Kings?
Sucked.
King's X.
I have their album. King's X. Their album's pretty good.
All right, so Metallica did 600.
All right, so they have back on the point.
They're going to be in the studio a long time, is what they're saying, right?
No. But this is for their 3D gonna do it movie? Like,
no, their 3D movie.
First of all, can we say Metallica?
Album of old stuff?
No, we can't.
We can say Metallica?
No, we
can't.
No, that's like saying the N-word. You just can't do it.
Okay.
We're white.
So do we owe money then, since we dropped five?
Yeah, it's probably every time you say the M-word, the M word.
M as in Mary.
Metallic. Metallic. Did I just get a Facebook message?
What was that?
Hello? Yeah, you had to pay him $5.
Yeah, I'm sure.
We owe him like $35 right now. So that's not good.
$35.
So is the 600 songs?
We're already in the red.
Towards. Is it towards their new album, or is it towards?
It's for whatever they're
already in the red. What was that in reference to?
That we have to pay Metallica for saying
that. Oh, yeah.
There's another $2.
You just said it again.
I just said their name. So, Seth.
Yes?
Why are you laughing so much and looking at me? Because what did I do? Did I just fart? I didn't realize it.
I came across something else that cracked me up the other day.
Is it about Crocs?
It's about the corn.
Shoe? Oh, corn. Okay.
And how that's, corn invented
my
dubstep.
Favorite. Okay, they didn't say that. I read the article. I know what you're talking about, dude. I
we were
loved
dubstep
Korn.
Before there was dubstep.
I liked Korn for many years.
Jonathan Davis
and White
said
Zombie.
We
shut
were
up.
Dubstep.
Hold on 1 second.
We were dubstep.
I liked Korn for many years. I liked them, Pantera, White Zombie.
Whoa, and wait.
They
wait,
got me
wait,
into
wait,
hard music.
Wait a second. Turn the house lights on.
They got me into hard music.
Hey, I said, Jesus. Wait a second.
All right.
Do it. Pull the trigger.
That's horrible sounding.
Ted Stubbs is dead.
Ted who?
The guy that used to run the Ridgely.
He didn't. Okay, I know what you're talking about. His name's not Summers. That's his kid.
This corn little piece here better get a lot better.
So, yeah, Jonathan Davis says he invented. They were dubstep before there was dubstep. But
wait a second. It didn't say that. I want you to read the entire thing. It didn't say that. He said we were dubstep before there was dubstep.
Davis
said we had 120 subs, 60 on each side.
And that's
what
I'm
all about bass.
They were dubstep before there was dubstep.
Okay.
He loves Skrillex. Well,
also known as
Sony.
Say his name.
Sony Moore.
Yeah, there you go.
But hold on.
He wasn't saying they invented dubstep.
So
they were dubstep
right
before there was dubstep.
Yeah, they were.
I'm reading that dubstep was created in England.
It was.
London.
It was.
G'day,
it
mate. Was.
That's Australian.
And
g'day, mate.
In the late 80s. Dubstep was around. Korn came in 93.
Dubstep was around in the late 80s.
94.
Bam. 93.
94. Korn released their first album.
Years active, 93.
Yeah, they were a band. They didn't release their first album until 94.
You know what I bet happened, though? On that article, someone.
Skrillex
Jonathan
was such
Davis.
An influence on him when Skrillex came out in 2002.
Yeah. He was saying. Yeah, all he said was. We were dubstep before there was dubstep because of what dubstep's about.
Who knows
what
Jonathan Davis
meant. He's not saying
Davis
they invented meant. It.
He's saying probably
they...
being real facetious about
it. I
the
think
whole thing.
Jonathan Davis just
okay,
needs
first
to
of all,
shut up and make music and stop
okay,
giving
first
stupid
of all,
interviews.
All the quotes you're reading there, there's only one from Jonathan Davis. And it's when he said, I got with Skrillex going, I love this guy. My mind was blown when I heard
shit.
Him. And then they got with him. He called him up. It says it in there. Jesus.
I fucking hate this song.
We're never going to get a band in here ever. We will never get a real touring act in this studio, will
Daddy.
We?
Daddy. I hate my dad.
So far, we pissed off Hell Yeah. We pissed off Metallica.
Well, shit.
Hell yeah.
There's another $5. Good job, dude.
Hell yeah.
God. And Korn.
Made some fucking stupid remark.
Oh.
Yeah, good job. Stop saying Metallica. Fuck.
Korn.
Another $5.
Korn.
Our show's going to have to take a loan out just to pay Metallica.
I know.
We're way deep in the red now. Freaking
Korn. Well, I can tell you this. I would take it with a grain of salt.
I want to be
Jonathan
in black.
Davis would probably just, you know.
No, he didn't. Doing his thing. What's his name? What's his name? Catus? What's his name? Who the entire interview is from. It's Catus or whatever the hell.
What publication was it?
He's reading Rolling Stone.
Was it Rolling Stone?
No. That's a shit publication, by the way. They eat everything. That bomber crap from Boston.
Yeah, what a
Jesus!
Did you hear all the what the hell? This is America.
They did the same thing. They did the same thing with having.
Like, are you kidding me?
What's his ass on there?
Merc.
What's his? Manson. They had Manson on the cover when he was going through that crap.
Marilyn or Charles.
People just don't understand any of. 1972. How journalism is. I don't know. Anyway,
I don't care. They made him look like a fucking teen popper. You know, they're like, "Oh yeah, look at me, all pretty and shit." Oh yeah, Boston Marathon bomber, and put him up there. Made him look like a celebrity.
I don't care.
That's what's fucked up about shit is these assholes will get there and blow something up, or go in there and do a school shooting, and everyone talks about them, shows the picture on stuff. Talks about their name.
And the Rolling
puts
Stone.
Puts them on Rolling Stone.
Did Timothy McVeigh, was he on the cover of
I'm
Rolling
sure he was
Stone?
On a, I'm sure he was on a Jesus. Cover of a publication.
What about Dylan Klebold?
Don't say their name when they do something stupid like that. Don't say their name. Just block them out going,
don't give them any
this
credit
piece
at all.
Of crap mm-hmm. did this.
Yeah.
Don't show his picture. Ooh. Don't do anything. Hey, he's in jail, so they're not to show his picture. They're
have any of y'all?
So you don't think Rolling Stone should have done it?
Absolutely not, no. That's terrible.
I have a bear trap.
It's glamorizing his ass.
Have either...
You sound like my mom when she says, anytime you say devil or Satan, you're glorifying the devil.
No.
That's crazy.
I'm not.
That's crazy.
No.
You're crazy, man.
Have either of you two seen the video of him putting the bomb in the trash can?
Mm-hmm.
No.
In Boston. You have?
Mm-hmm.
You have, really?
I think I did.
Because nobody has.
Why
did you say that then?
I saw them drop something off, one of the bags or something. I guarantee you, I have.
There was two back, but
there's nothing of him dropping it. The Fed screwed up, and if they have it, they erased it or lost it or something. But it doesn't.
So you're saying he's innocent?
So then, what did I see? Just some stuff they made up.
You're saying he's innocent? He's been
framed? No, I'm not saying he's innocent. I don't know what's going on, but there's no direct.
I'm not getting into if he's guilty or not. You don't glamorize someone who does some horrible shit like shooting up a school or blowing up the Boston Marathon.
You don't.
Or anything like that. You do not say their
name. You
know
what I try to do?
You don't.
But we gave you
a
picture
of Rolling Stone? You don't do that
when,
stuff.
When the school shooting happened?
Yes.
I was so disgusted by that, I turned the news off for like 2 weeks. I didn't want to hear it. I didn't want to hear any part of it, and it was because of what you're saying.
You know what I was disgusted by? The reports of the Sharknado.
Have you seen it yet?
Sharknado?
It disgusted me. I had to turn it off because I was like, so many people are dying from flying sharks. It sucks
so
bad.
The octopus came back up and...
Sharktopus? So when Rolling Stone magazine puts a shark
Sharktopus
on the cover of...
Is that one or two? They're making a Sharknado 2, by the way. Yeah, they are. Ralph Garman said they are.
Well,
if he said it,
it's gotta be
no
right.
One knows what the hell we're talking about right now.
Oh, good
no
for
one knows.
You.
No. And by the way, this is our first show ever.
I didn't hear that was.
And none of us introduced ourselves at all.
Good for you.
None of us introduced ourselves at all for show number one.
Who are you?
I'm Stubbs. Matt Stubbs.
Do you talk? Go.
I'm Dustin Schneider.
I am Seth.
Hi, you Seth.
I'm doing.
Oh
right.
No!
Who's that dude?
I don't know.
I'm upset at this app right now. It says Cream Game on it. Jesus. Okay. Real quick, any Seth MacFarlane or Family Guy drops, just delete them. Don't want any of it.
But what about Ted? Ted.
Ted's pretty funny.
Ted.
Ted.
Any Family Guy jokes? I don't.
Ted.
I'm done with it. And then of course Simpsons. Just get that the hell off. And I'm done.
So let's talk about how the show came to fruition.
Okay.
Fruition.
Do you want to start or do you want me to? We tried to do this in the last practice show, but it was so much drunken chaos and six people talking at once that
yeah.
Eric just sat in the corner scared. What are y'all doing?
And instead of yelling Mexican Ninja,
I really
the
don't
whole
know
time.
How I don't know how it came about because I know I tried
I know
to
exactly
put,
what was
throw
happening.
It up there and all of a sudden you got an instant boner for it.
So you've been trying to hit me up for about a year.
At least a year.
About doing a podcast just
weren't
about
doing
something.
Anything with
and
the
it
band.
Was pretty much just to do it, just to do it, mm-hmm. which is pretty much
what we're doing.
Why we're doing it now is just to do it. Just to do it. It's also.
Oh, now you got to pay Nike.
I got talked.
This is
about
kind
it.
Of an
how
look
I heard about
into
it.
How we talk at the bar.
How,
and stuff.
How I heard about it was I was handing off the third or fourth or maybe fifth round of shots over to the table, and Stubbs grabs me and goes. Dustin has an idea, and he's yelling, and you know, I'm getting spit all over my fucking ears.
Was I drunk?
Going, what? Yeah. So, like, oh, but Dustin has an idea. Like, okay.
Because I was finally like, let's do it. Let's see what happens. Because I had been listening to, we'd gone out of town, me and Jennifer did, my wife.
Jennifer is your wife? Okay, yeah.
Not the mistress, the wife. And we went up
the
to.
The mistress is Brittany. It's
no,
Stubbs. Pregnant.
The mistress is Jennifer too. That's how you keep them straight.
Oh,
and you can
sorry.
Put, I love Jennifer.
That is genius.
Tattooed on your body, and no one is the wiser.
Mm, yeah. Okay.
So we went up to on a road trip to Amarillo. Which
Amarillo?
You were there, Seth.
Yeah.
As we were driving back, I was listening.
I was
to,
there for different reasons than you.
I've been listening to podcasts for about 8 years now, probably.
You have listened
long
to
time.
Any of us.
Yeah. And most of them are the tech ones, the Kevin Smith one. Some of them are No Agenda.
There's
the,
a couple Kevin Smith ones, but yeah.
No Agenda, the conspiracy theory, crazy one. It's out of control. But I was listening to the Kevin Smith one, and he went on a rant for like 30 minutes in the middle of one about doing it. And I was like, yeah. He was just like, why
yeah,
not?
Yeah, he's a huge he's, advocator of like, if you want to do this, just do it and just stop talking about it. Just get out there and do it.
Because he was actually saying, like, he
that's,
wishes
that,
he could
the
tell
HBO
everybody.
Hollywood he, Babylon.
He wishes he could tell everybody to make a movie, but it costs too much.
Oh, that'd be so
if
awesome.
You want to get into it, do
even
it,
he,
but it costs
he,
way too much. He goes,
even
but,
he asks favors the entire time and makes no money on it.
So why? So he recommends everybody, if you just want to have fun and do something, make a podcast. It's free yeah. for the most part.
Get your stuff out there. Yeah,
get your stuff out there. And it's kind of a therapy session.
Exactly, yeah. exactly.
So
which
cool.
which is huge on his second podcast, which Jay or Silent Bob and
Jay and Silent Bob Gill.
Yeah, yeah. Which is a huge therapy session for Jason Mewes because he's been trying to stay clean for what 2 years, 3 years now, or something
yeah.
like that.
It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Yeah, because he's heavy on
that's what it is
and stuff like that. Yeah, that's why they did that podcast because just to help him with the therapy session, just stay clean.
So that's kind of where this came up from. The name, Jerry Jonestown Massacre, happened.
That was going to be a project.
It was. It was going to be a country band. The name comes from when the Valley Ranch indoor practice facility collapsed and landed mm-hmm. on a bunch of people. And
you promoted it.
And
isn't one guy paralyzed from that?
Yeah.
Is
I think
it?
So.
Okay. I was,
and then
I
one of them walks like
wrong.
A GoBot.
In God. Fact, he makes the transformer sound as he goes.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna go to the bathroom and let y'all continue this.
What, you're backing away from that.
When he walks up and down the sidelines, though, like, oh, there's a GoBot.
You're
going to
be arrested.
Special teams for... That's stupid. I shouldn't have made...
Don't hit,
I shouldn't have made
don't hit drops. Don't hit drops.
Why? Hit. Why not? I was just going to ask
GoBot,
you
GoBot,
if it sounded like this.
GoBot.
That's what I want to hear.
It's on this board. Anyway, that's where the name came from. Some dumbass me
this.
Went and bought the domain as soon as it happened.
Which was genius.
Yes.
Like, we should have just produced t-shirts at that point and sold them. We'd be millionaires right now.
We had.
Conchillionaires.
Me and Matt were going to make a band. It was going to be country
blast beats.
Blast beat glitch.
So, glitch.
I think I talked to you about that, and I vomited on your shoes when you told me.
Because it was going to be the most insane thing we'd ever done. But it was so insane, we couldn't figure out how to do it.
Which is just crazy, because
music
you're,
ostracizes every your, music fan there is.
Both of your minds with music is fucking out there, and I love it. It's great. If y'all couldn't figure out how to do it, it's just like, oh, well, that's confounding.
I've got a room full of all this gear, and we couldn't figure out how to do it.
Well,
we got crap everywhere.
I just dropped shit.
The hardest part of that is finding someone to play drums on it, because it's so crazy. You're like, hey, dude, you want to be in a band? Oh, yeah, man. Well, we're going to play country and blast beats.
I like where you're going. Wait, what?
Can you clap? Yeah,
exactly. Okay, what's a... If you're talking to one drummer, he's going, what the fuck's a blast beat, man?
Can you clasp all your cymbals and hit a drum machine at the same time?
Well, you could have worked.
And for a 30-minute set...
guitar?
For a 30 to 40-minute set, every song is going to be between... It's going to be about 70 beats per minute, but we're going to have little stretches in there where we're going to jump up to about 190.
So who would that band be able to play with?
No,
just...
You do 80 beats per
Piss
minute.
Piss Jeans or whatever. Then jump
to 8. Gang of Strawn.
Who?
Gang of Strawn.
That's about it, really.
Nice fucking call on
That'd
that.
That'd be about it.
Gang of Strawn. Dillinger.
They're a good band.
Yeah, Dillinger.
I wrestled a bear
Both of them. Oh, they're a good band, too.
Can you
What's
imagine
great
meekly,
is like, you're playing 80 meekly. Beats per minute and then go 160. You stay at 80, damn it. Slide guitar. You're playing a 240. What?
Oh, man.
Yeah, you're doing it.
Still a great idea.
It is a great idea. It's just too hard, and... We would have we'd have to start off at, you know.
Hit up Ben.
Broncos.
Ben.
Hit up Ben.
Ben.
We'd have to play Broncos.
He's Ben.
The guitars for the Dillinger Escape Plan.
Ah.
So, yeah.
He's leaving that project.
So, anyway, now we're doing this. Not.
Ben?
He's leaving the,
that's his.
He's leaving.
I think.
No, I thought it was the lead singer's shit.
No.
That's the second or third lead singer they've had.
Yeah, they had Mike Patton.
Greg that dude? Yes. No, I saw him on Nine Inch Nails.
Yeah, that was
thing.
Yeah,
it's been with
7 years
then.
Ago.
Dillinger Escape Plan's been around for like 12, 15 years.
Okay, sorry. I don't know anything. I'm.
Well, fuck me.
Well, fuck me.
You just. Everything peaked.
I jumped up over here, though.
Everything did.
I did it straight on mic, though.
And that's going to kill anybody that's listening to it.
I jumped over here, though.
Fuck off!
Like, out of it. I thought I was good.
Oh,
the neighbors are calling the police going,
Jerry Jones
Town
Massacre didn't happen. But
it is right now.
But we kept Dustin's
the name.
Great marketing pieces.
I think I bought that domain. I think I bought a lifetime registration on it. So
as soon as, I mean, as long as Jerry Jones doesn't listen to podcasts.
Yeah, it's time
for
that.
Yeah,
sure.
You think that's going to come up? They probably do
Steven
a search
now.
Though. Once we start getting
Steven's dumbass, that's all he does is listen to podcasts.
I'm
talk
sure
about
we're, if this
diapers.
Goes the way we want it to, and we get to do this
when
for a long time,
some,
we'll get some shit. From
when
it.
We start getting some SEO and it starts working its way up the Google chain, and then someone goes in and goes, it's Jerry Jones, and
then we head
he
to
comes
George
up,
Dunham,
and then like the third down says Jerry Jonestown Massacre, and they're like, what?
Yes.
So buy your limited edition Jerry Jonestown Massacre T-shirts now before we're sued.
Because we need the money for our legal fees.
Yes,
we're not going to make any money on this. We're just like paying our legal fees.
God, we're still in the red. Got to pay Metallica,
Jerry,
another $2.
Jerry,
it's $5 by the way.
So we'll never get to see another Metallica show or Cowboys.
Now you can say that. That's fine.
Because
we're
say
talking about going to their show. No.
We need
I'm
going
to go to a Metallica show because Metallica is the best band ever. See? Yeah.
I have an idea for a show later on
negative
the road.
Negative $10 right there.
I have an idea for a show later on the road. We take a field recorder to a Cowboys game.
Why?
And we have a show during the Cowboys game.
Like we're not even paying attention at all?
We're in the stadium. Like, oh, yeah, people are cheering next to us and we're just talking.
That would be funny.
All looking at
That's
our phones.
Funny.
Going
and that would probably do it, because that would probably roll and get big and snowball, and next thing you know, bam. Boys, can't call it Jerry Jonestown Massacre anymore.
I'm not saying anything because I'm in complete love of this idea.
That is an awesome
idea. I want to do that.
We can do interviews out in the parking lot.
Oh, God. When they're
drunk
all
tailgating,
yeah.
What do you think of the Vikings? You mean the Vikings?
the Tampa Bay Bucca Queers.
My mama says I look like Troy Aikman.
What? I like your face after you said that. Like, well, that was stupid. I should have said that. Well, I said it.
That was, yeah, that was terrible.
Oh, Jesus. You and your drops. You and your drops.
Y'all wanted it.
I wanted drops, but I wanted to go over them first, not just have random 300 of them.
We should have done that a little bit.
We should have rehearsed a show before we started. Yeah.
No, oh, okay. Well. No, fuck it. Yeah, we can look at it. Meh. I just got this today.
Meh.
So, did y'all heard anything good at the bar lately?
Well, there's something I heard, actually. I was up there. I showed up.
Hold on.
I showed up.
Let's get you some backing music.
All right, you know, Stubbs worked it. He's doing a back bar thing. And this guy walked up drunk as hell. And he starts talking to Brittany.
Hold on. Was he drunk as hell?
Yeah. Okay. He was slurring his shit out of the place. And I'm sitting there just going, what's he talking about?
That music's terrible.
And he says,
stop it.
Hey, he was actually talking to you, so you should probably tell the story. But he was sitting there going, yeah, so my sister's pregnant.
I didn't listen to hardly any of it, so.
You were sitting there laughing at him, and you looked at me going,
courteous.
What the?
I was just being courteous. Dude. You should have just rolled pink right then. Just press record.
I should have. I was like, going here, just talking to this mic right here.
His story was, hey, I got, was it a relative?
Yeah, his sister.
Had two uteruses and got pregnant by two different guys.
Now, she's married. Okay.
Does she have two holes?
That's what I was going to ask. I'm like, if she has two holes, that's cool.
I don't know. I've never met someone that has two uteruses.
Or do you just shoot one?
I don't know.
And it goes to each uterus.
That was what I was wanting to ask him. But she has two uteruses.
That's what that reminds me
of. Okay, so she got pregnant by her husband, and she's cheating on the husband after a month of going, oh, I'm pregnant now. And then she goes over to a new boyfriend and starts effing him. And then goes to the doctor going, so I'm pregnant. And you go, yeah, you're pregnant for sure. With twins. And she's like, what? You have uteruses.
They weren't due at the same time.
They're 2 months apart.
That's what was really weird.
So she's going,
I don't know about this guy. Still here. You know what I mean?
You're like, so how does that work? Do you have two lumps? Or does one eat the other? One just die?
What I would wonder is if one would eat the other.
Is two.
And then that baby is Damien.
After 9 months? Yeah.
The world ends?
After 2 months, one's born. And then you have two-month premature.
So
I don't know.
I don't
That's
understand.
What I heard talking at the bar. I was going,
it was some.
What?
Oh, yeah, it was stupid.
Okay, just forget all this other nonsense. Dustin was showing me a video last night about Justin Timberlake.
He's grown up a little bit.
Yes.
His new video for, I guess, the new single off his album, Tunnel Vision.
It is amazing. Thank you for showing me that video.
You can see it on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little grown up. Have you seen it?
No.
Over there?
No, I haven't.
You haven't seen it yet.
What are we talking here?
It's Justin Timberlake.
Mm-hmm.
Dancing around like he normally can.
Right.
Very
little, though.
I know how you love his dance.
He can dance a lot better than he's doing in this video.
You're a big fan of his footwork.
I'm a fan of the whole thing, man. His melody lines don't sound like anything I've ever heard. He's very talented.
He's a great everything he does. Comedian on Saturday Night Live.
Might have a man crush on him.
You know what? I think I do, too.
Because he always has the coolest hairstyles.
He's better heel than Lance Bass.
Who's that?
One of the other NC
one of it,
guy
oh,
that was
one of his
dead.
Bandmates.
And he's in Backstreet.
Because gay. Because he's not.
Justin Timberlake was from.
Okay, I don't know.
NSYNC.
Once again, I don't know about these boy bands.
He's from.
You said his name. I was like, I don't know.
I think you're right.
Y'all were the ones going to the Backstreet Boys show tonight. So
yeah, or late. By the way.
We had to leave really quickly to get there.
It's 10 o'clock. They play to teenage girls.
Backstreet Boys? You know what's funny?
It's probably menopausal moms now.
I was watching,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's funny because I think I saw something about them this morning on some douche TV magazine show.
Who, NSYNC?
No, the Backstreet Boys.
Oh.
And the dude, you know the dude that was all tatted up, or he is tatted up now?
No
He's
idea.
Got this big-ass beard and everything. Doesn't
no idea.
Look,
no idea. Duck Dynasty?
Yeah.
So anyway, back to the
anyway,
the Justin Timberlake.
Anyway,
video.
I didn't know how much drugs they did. That's what I was going.
Oh wait, real quick before we get into the Justin Timberlake,
we got to talk about
awesome video. How about some Twitter info on us?
How about we finish that story like you normally would, and then
I want to hear about the video. I want to hear about this freaking video.
I wanted to jump off us. Okay, fine.
Tell me about the video, Dustin.
So it's Justin Timberlake with a bunch of naked women dancing around, uncensored.
And you don't see any...
Is there frontal?
Boobies and nipples everywhere.
There is...
Is it all abstract, though, or is it frontal? There's
no boobs. It's full frontal. It's in your face.
Wow.
And they're dancing around, rolling around. But then they start doing this projector stuff on them.
That's the best part of the video.
He will never be able to eat a Chick-fil-A again.
There is never just a completely naked chick sitting there being projected of like a necklace on her. It's genius.
I guarantee you there's going to be some PTA frow that are out now. They're like, I'm burning my Backstreet Boys CD.
He wasn't Justin Timberlake was with
my NSYNC CD.
I thought it was 98 degrees. I don't know.
They would have been turned off by Dick in the Box, right?
A duck in the box, yeah.
Dick in the Box.
Okay. God.
They would have been.
Censor yourself. Jesus. This is a family show. Cunhead.
Great. Now all those people that go to Chick-fil-A are not going to come watch us or listen to us.
No. So
is he getting in trouble or something?
No. It's just it's a hot video.
Really?
And, you know, Justin Timberlake is not going to get a nasty chick to dance around his video.
So what you're saying is
everything is symmetrically correct and perfect and big.
That is, women are.
And
these women are at least nines.
Material?
I will give them tens.
Wait a second. Wait a second, guys. Material?
What, his song material? What are you talking about?
Not really, because then there's these big
close-ups
of his mouth.
What are you talking about right?
As he's singing. So.
But if you have a man crush on him, you got to get the best of both worlds, right?
Maybe you do.
He had pointy boots on.
Maybe it's time for you to...
So it's... But it, minus...
To experience your bi curiosity you've been talking about lately.
So minus the him being close-up material?
It's pretty good. I showed it to Jennifer the other night. And
what's wrong with my voice?
She watched it for a while. You got excited.
Material. So what did Jennifer say about it?
Thought it was good, but
material
she's like, oh, he's grown up.
I didn't even know. Material? I didn't even notice the song.
Okay, this leads me to another video that you made me watch that is over the top.
What video is that?
Excision. Rammstein.
Rammstein.
Remember that one?
I want your pussy.
You want
What?
You want my dick.
Whoa.
You've heard it, right? You've seen that video, right?
The one that are all transvestites?
And they're all
naked
running around.
Like two or
boobies
three
and everywhere. And there's
bra
humping going on.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I watched, I was like, well, this is, that's Rammstein. There you go.
Did you ever
that
watch
video
the
will never
cattle
be shown anywhere, everywhere.
Did you ever watch the cattle decapitation
right
one? That I try to get you to watch. You're like, I don't want to.
Dude, that's the most. Don't even talk about that.
I don't
thing.
Want anything
that
to
is,
do with that.
You don't. You didn't. You didn't like that video.
It's insane. No.
It is insane.
No.
It's.
Did you see
crazy.
It?
Crazy.
No, I don't care.
You used to watch. Oh my God. Here we go. Banged Up or what's the other website that we used to go to all the
Phased
time?
Phased was one of them.
Well, no.
That one was clean. Not Banged Up. Was it Banged Up?
Yeah. BangedUp.com was. Like the most insane stuff you could ever
E-bombs
freaking
World
see
had that too.
Ever. And there was another one.
There's a replacement now that Dustin was talking
Twisted,
about.
Twisted something?
Reddit.
What's it called?
Reddit's
more
brutal...
of a news thing now.
Oh my gosh. We got to bring Aaron up here.
Who's
Schlottman
Aaron?
From the bar.
Schlottman.
He comes up and grosses everyone out with his Reddit videos that he sees. And there's some nasty stuff on there.
He'd be a great guest to have on here because he's a funny guy, good guy, like him.
You know
and
what?
And he used to bang your...
Man crush?
Hippie's mama. Well, that'd be good. Oh. That'd be fun. Be awkward,
be.
I think.
Great.
I hope.
Man crush?
Y'all can smell
I don't have one on him, no.
You can smell each other's
unit.
You
know who he reminds me of? He reminds me of
smell mine first. No, like you go first.
Like two dogs. Oh,
well, okay.
Let's smell crotches.
When Aaron starts being all smartass and shit, he reminds me of Sheldon off of Big Bang Theory. Same face and stuff. Like
that.
His little
that.
Turtle. I'm like, you
talking about someone that nobody cares about right now.
Whoa, Aaron, he's a good friend of ours. He gives us liquor.
No one's listening to this. Is like
they know Sheldon think? From Big Bang Theory.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
they can picture
yeah.
this piece of crap.
Yeah, let's have him in.
We'll get him. Put him on the guest list.
I'm sure
okay.
if we do the live
we'll
show,
okay.
Okay. Murder. I'm sure if we do the live show, he'll come.
Put him
up
down there. He can come gross us out.
Hoo ha, me ha. Me how, my.
Trying to gross us out.
Thank coming now. Thank coming now.
All right, so we're wrapping up here.
Good coming show. To the end. First
nice
show,
I guess.
We're not drunk and screaming and.
No, I'm hammered.
Throwing stuff
yeah, stop speak for yourself.
Oh. Yeah.
Speak for yourself.
This guy has a new cologne on right now that is amazing.
Do I?
Bar Tour.
Yeah, you're bitching about like, what does my truck smell like bourbon? I'm like, that's probably me. I'm yeah. sorry. You're like, no, seriously, yeah, did you just like dump it on you? I'm
and
like,
then he
no.
just did it outside.
His bed
man,
is
man, you really smell like alcohol when you make earth smell like bourbon.
I'm sorry, dude. I've been drinking a lot of whiskey today. I'm sorry.
You
about
don't
that.
Have a normal bed or normal sheets. You just have a.
I wash them three times a week.
You have a rubber.
I seriously do
bar top
because I have a. A nice, respectful lady come over and just sleep in my bed. You know, she just crashed and she goes, "Did you just yes. spill alcohol in here?" I'm like, "No, I did not.
I didn't know they made."
Oh, that's you.
I didn't know they made a.
I'm seeping alcohol. I guess.
I didn't know they made a king size rubber Jägermeister bar top.
Okay, that's funny. You're funny. You're a funny guy. Jesus. Christ.
Where you can just go in there.
You know,
and lay
surprisingly,
and soak
he didn't
out.
Do one Jäger. I don't think while you were there.
I
the
didn't.
Bar.
I was trying to stay somewhat sober for this yeah. freaking podcast Whoa. Here.
Well, you did it.
Well, I was drinking since 9 o'clock this morning, and it's now 10.
You did
so,
it.
So, yeah, I'm good. 13 You're hours sober. Of drinking. And
you didn't pull your dick out.
Nope. Yeah, that's a plus.
Yeah.
Yet.
We still have.
Well, as soon as we're done wrapping up here, I'm going to fucking pull it out. Don't tell me what you do. You don't tell me how to live my life.
I don't want your life.
What?
Yeah, we I should have ordered a pizza.
Hey, call him.
Oh, there we go. We're making a call. We're making a call.
Who are you calling?
I'm straightening something out right now.
He's pointing at me going, don't you talk right now. I'm
straightening something out.
This is a mystery guest?
It's a mystery guest.
Hello?
Hey, babe.
Yeah?
Hey, how's it going?
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
We're testing Jennifer? Out telephone Hi. Technology.
You didn't know that was Jennifer?
What?
You thought he was calling
We're trying
his Jennifer
to do
mistress?
A phone call on this podcast, and we're testing it out with you.
Okay, awesome.
But I'm calling to tell you that Seth said he had massive diarrhea in our bathroom earlier.
Whoa, 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 I did not.
Yeah, that's what you said, pretty much.
I didn't take my phone in with me, so I didn't know what to do with my hands. So I was just trying
he
to wipe my
mess.
Butt with both hands, and, so yeah. and I blacked out, and
he
there was
poo
everywhere.
Mess.
Anyway, Jennifer, sweetheart, I yeah. love you. Mm-hmm. You need to clean that bathroom a lot, because there is poo everywhere.
Hello?
I'm sorry. Did you hang up?
I will hand you the bleach when you come in.
Jennifer, are you watching you porn? Are you watching porn?
Absolutely, I am.
Again?
Oh, yeah, sure you
yeah.
are.
Yeah.
So, get yourself taken care of before I come in there.
Has she? And she's seen the Timberlake video.
Yeah, hey.
Are you masturbating to the Justin?
You.
Jimmy Christmas.
Okay. Sorry, I'm off.
I just showed these guys the Justin Timberlake video I showed you the other day. What did you think of that video?
It's so hot.
Are you asking me or them?
I'm asking you.
It's a pretty hot video. I mean,
you
goddamn really
right, it is.
Opinion.
What made you hotter, Justin Timberlake or the bunch of naked women
please
running
around? Please say the women. 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 Please say the women.
The women.
Yes.
I love you.
Sweet.
Where's your drops there?
I can't. We're using telephone technology. You killed my drops. All right. Well, we'll let you go.
All right. Thank you, sweetie.
Thank you for being our guinea pig.
Bye, Jennifer.
Love you.
Okay, bye.
See you a little
bye.
Bit. Bye.
We dominate, dude. We're going to have the best podcast ever.
We are awesome. You know that?
All right. So what's going on in your world the rest of the week, homie? Dustin?
No, we're wrapping up,
That's so stupid.
I like big eyes over here going, what? Did you just call me?
Who cares about what's going on in my world?
Who cares about this?
Okay, yeah, seriously.
All right,
we're done wrapping up Twitter.
Matt.
Yes.
If people want to look at your face, where do they go?
Twitter, Matthew E. W. O. E.
What?
Yeah.
E-O-E.
At Matthew E-W-O-E.
.com.
And then Facebook,
if anybody cares.
I don't have anything.
Yeah, you do.
Do I?
He just didn't remember it.
Yes.
I started a Twitter like 2 years ago that I never use. I'll start using it now,
what
I guess.
Facebook?
But it's a goat stroker.
I
at
think
goat stroker.
Matt Stubbs on Facebook.
Goat stroker.
Or you can go to I Was Once Eating, link you from there.
Yes. But let's talk about you.
You can just find me at plasticobject.com.
There you go.
That's my photography website. Go there, hook up. I'll take pictures of you.
Me? Or who?
Of whoever, of people listening.
What, who, me?
Wedding.
Oh, dude. Put your
fashion.
Dude, seriously. Put your
band.
Seriously. God, okay.
Glamour. Oh,
I'm turning this way now.
All right. Oh, and if you want to get a hold of the show or if you want to email us
and tell us how
ridiculous we are and how much you hate the show and wish we would all die in a fireball.
Fireball? I did a shot of fireball just a while ago.
Falls
man.
From the sky. You can email us at.
You got to do the whole show like that one time.
You can email us at jerryjonestownmassacre@gmail.com.
That's it.
And the Twitter is at jerryjonestown. That's it. No massacre because Twitter won't massacre.
It's too long.
Just at jerryjonestown.
I'm just going to grab my head up and say,
yes.
Follow us.
Follow us.
Tweet us. Tell us. You love us or that we suck.
No, I don't.
Come hang out. Gosh darn it.
Come hang out with us.
There's about two places you can find us.
Shut up. I don't have anything good on Twitter. Just make it complete horribleness.
Why are you holding your throat?
I'm grabbing my Adam's apple, and it hurts a lot.
Why do you sound like Batman?
It.
Why'd you stop fighting crime for 8 years?
Batman boys.
And ladies and gentlemen,
now I'm just
Batman. Oh, great. Now we owe Batman. Who was that, Mark?
I don't know.
What is it? What's the comics?
Dude, come and grab
Kevin Smith
my throat
would
like this.
Shoot me right
come
now.
Come grab my throat like this.
DC Comics.
DC Comics. We owe the money now.
Is it? Great.
So I guess we're done.
We are. Everybody have a good week. Hey, where'd they come from?
Outro music. Do we have any outro music?
No.
Sir?
So this is it.
Okay,
we're done. Jerry Jonestown Massacre.
Do some actual music, man.
You ready?
Someone do something. Someone do something.
Don't worry. Be happy.
Okay, fucking
yeah. Jerry Jonestown Massacre. Peace out.
Later.